With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. It's business as usual at schools across Nova Scotia, as the province and the union representing school support workers have come to a tentative agreement. The deal still needs to be ratified by the 5,400 members of the Canadian Union of Public Employees, or CUPE. The tentative agreement was announced early Wednesday morning. The union was poised to strike at 12:01 Friday. CUPE represents a wide range of school support workers across Nova Scotia, including bus drivers, cleaners, maintenance and tradespeople, early childhood educators, educational program assistants and teaching assistants, and food services staff. The union was fighting for increased wages. A petition circulated by CUPE indicates most members earn below Nova Scotia's median wage of $35,000 per year, an amount which has fallen significantly behind inflation. Neither union executives or government officials are willing to comment on the details until union membership has had a chance to review and vote on the tentative agreement. Union officials did say they will work to get the information to members and arrange a vote as quickly as possible. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.